Oliver.
Yes.
Why should you be our roommate?
Well, I would say the best reason for me to be your roommate is the fact that they are filming Bosch right down the street from where I used to live. And unfortunately, they're using our apartment for cast holding, which I respect it. But it's just, it's very difficult on us, and I have nowhere else to go.
So that's more of a reason why you need to be, you need a roommate than it is for us to house you. Kyle, should we?
I come with puppets.
Okay.
All right.
All right, there it is.
Okay.
Put the cake in the oven, and I'll read you a book on the shelf.
Water the.
Going to be all right.
Welcome to Roommate Lovers, a podcast where a couple gives you a couple pieces of advice. He's Kyle, and he was actually the inspiration for the elf on a shelf.
She's Maggie, and she thinks the clips everyone is talking about is just a pack of gum.
What are you saying, everyone in America, that I have bad breath?
I don't know.
Bill Nye, the science guy, keeps coming to my feet talking about eclipse.
Eclipse.
I brushed my teeth this morning. Thanks so much.
Do you remember eclipse gum?
Is it gone?
I know. Yeah, it's passed. It's moved
it's
on.
It's passed.
It's passed. Yeah, it had one too many aspartames in it. And it's gone.
It's funny how we still just like are fine with that. Like a lot of people just drink that and have that every
We're
day.
We're just cool with aspartame.
Aspartame is like one of the ones though. Like everything it's, probably causes cancer,
know.
But we know that one does.
I think we know.
I got a spider with a sword.
What?
I got a spider with a sword. There was
Could
a
you
spider.
Get a shirt that says that?
I got a spider with a sword. I want you to know, Kyle, out of respect for you, I didn't kill the spider.
Okay.
I just got it out of the house.
Me and Maggie traditionally will take spiders outside.
It's tradition.
We're one of those families. And yeah, I'm calling us a family now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
we're
what
a family.
Happened?
A family of two.
We're a family of two.
I mean, what do you want from me? There was a spider in the bathroom. I couldn't reach it. And I was like, how am I going to get this if only I had an extension of my arm? And I went and I got a sword. And I smote the beast.
So you took
By smote, I mean I put it in a cup and then I got it outside.
You used a sword to get it closer to the cup, you're saying?
I used a sword to sort of like be like, hey, you know like when you go... The trick with any spider or bug that you're trying to get when it's out of reach is you go... You want it to go a certain direction. Okay. So I tapped like the higher than the spider was. So the spider was like, fuck, I'm going down,
bitch. Yes. Okay,
and I was
smart.
Like, oh, just like I foresaw.
Looks like all those sword classes are finally paying off.
Speaking of sword classes, I'm upset to say this, especially because I know that you're listening, sword instructor. You know
oh,
who you
yes.
are.
Okay, so you started to tell me and I said, hang on.
I was at.
This sounds like. Everything a room rat needs to know.
I was at my safest space,
okay.
Which is covered in weapons head to toe.
Yeah, she was at her swords
in
class.
one of my sword classes at Swordplay LA. And I, you know, they got this new floor, and so we can't wear shoes on it.
Okay.
They're like, it doesn't matter. What came up was I said I need to get some new shoes, and my sword instructor was like, at Sears, and he gave me this like look, and I was like, not you. Not in my safe space.
Red suit night.
Yeah.
Sears.
So it's followed. This has become enough of a thing. He listened to the podcast.
He listened to it enough to know.
He's my sword instructor. He has taken a side, and
it's
not
team
mine.
Kyle.
Yeah, I'm betrayed.
You know, I gotta say, I said this came up last week. I didn't necessarily have a serious thing to talk about. There wasn't any news on the foreground.
Can't
and then you show
I
up
brought it
with
to you.
The Sears beacon.
I'm part
the beacon
of the
that is Sears. I want to know, when you came to the table and said, hey, I had something to talk about, was it I got a spider with a sword?
It was that.
Okay.
That's what I had.
Because going into these episodes, we'll be like, oh, like I have something to talk about in the intro. And it's like, okay, cool. Don't worry.
Don't worry.
But apparently what Meg had was, I got a spider
don't
with a
worry,
sword.
Don't worry, guys. I got him.
But you know what? I think that's okay. Because we got a lot to get to this episode. We got a great roommate this time. But
we
first, first
we are in the final second to final stretch.
We're in
the final stretch on this episode though, today, right?
We're about to pick the March mate.
Okay, March mate.
So I have the results. We've thrown it up. We threw up the second.
You gotta stop saying we threw up. Why is it I threw up and we threw up? Just say we put a poll.
Okay, I vomited the poll onto Instagram for room rats out there to vote on. And thank you for voting.
Thank you.
It was very close.
Okay.
And so I'm going to start with the first one, which is, was a very close matchup.
Oh, I don't know.
It was Selena Gomez versus Chandler Bing.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
And can I guess what it was?
You can.
I think it's going to be Chandler Bing.
And what are the percentages? For Chandler
80%.
It is Selena Gomez.
No.
53%.
No! I mean, that's great for you, Selena. I got to tell you, Kyle, my mom called me on the phone the other day and she didn't even say hello. I was like,
what?
Hey, mom. She goes, Chandler Bing. And she said, and I said, what? And she says, Chandler Bing, I want my vote on the record. And now my mom doesn't have Instagram, Kyle.
Oh, shoot. I don't know how that would factor in. That might have made it. Who knows? That might have made it even. I don't know.
Do you know what I realized, though? We kind of tipped the scales by putting Chandler in the ring at all, because he is, it's like being like, who would be the best creator of the universe? Selena Gomez or God? Like, Chandler Bing is the best roommate.
It's like I said before, Chandler Bing is famously a roommate
in a show.
In a show. And there's like 9 seasons where you get to know him.
It's almost like.
Whereas Selena Gomez is cool, but we just don't know her as well.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's too bad because she's going to be lost. In the last round.
Okay, all right. And I stand by. I'm excited.
All right. The last matchup that we had posted.
If it's not Legolas, I'm going to cry.
It's Legolas versus Appa. Who do you think won?
They're both so good. I think Appa won.
It was Legolas, 50%.
Oh,
Appa,
my God.
50%.
Oh, what are we going to do?
I don't know. Last episode, I said if there was a tie,
no,
it would be Richard
Warren Sears. I can't believe
that.
Legally, that's the rules that you established.
I did say that.
Fuck!
I don't know what that means to you.
I mean, you are the game master here. I think that that's the canonical rules that you have said.
I did say if there's a tie, it would go to Richard Warren Sears.
I can't believe it. I'm so upset.
Did I or did I not say that?
This sucks. No, you said
it. I need to know if people would be disappointed if we went with that or if we didn't go with that.
Let's throw up a poll. Sorry,
no, we can't. We don't have time to throw up another poll.
Kyle, I don't.
I'm all vommed out.
I don't want you to be happy ever, right?
Okay,
you know that.
No,
I'm married.
That was in our vows.
That was in our vows.
Yeah.
But I think that there's no way that we can solve this other than the way that you establish. And listen, I don't want this. I don't want this. But I think that the rules are the rules and you made the rules. And this is what we're at. Well, it's now Selena Gomez versus what's his name?
Richard
Warren
Sears. This has been March Maintenance, but we're coming back with more
Legolas.
March Maintenance. I left the door open in here and there's some mosquitoes flying around. You okay? What are you doing? Maggie's like leaning back in her chair.
I just don't want to scream into the mic. I'm sorry.
Okay. Sorry about that. But hey,
it's not voluntary.
We'll be. We're gonna finish March Maintenance in the outro of the show.
I wonder who'll win.
Well, I don't know how I don't know how we're gonna decide. Did you get the mosquito? Oh, there it is. Okay. This is.
I don't have the depth perception.
Okay. Well, that was two misses. But this is riveting. I'm sure.
But folks, as it comes around the corner, will she slap this bitch to death?
Outro for the final results of our
I just
March
I'm on
mate.
The edge of my seat. You guys better listen to the whole outro.
It's not like I'm picking it.
I know.
Okay, so I don't. Are you saying because when
how
what
is
I'm
this
right
gonna
now,
go? How is this gonna go?
I don't
go?
Know. Now we're gonna have to talk about it. This is a good matchup.
Oh,
because I think if it was Legolas and Selena Gomez,
it's no question.
It was
if
that,
it was
would,
and if it was Appa versus.
Yeah, I mean Legolas and Appa were. They were heavy hitters.
Maybe
so,
it's
you know,
better
what?
This way.
Maybe it's better this way. And speaking of better, we got someone better than us.
Yeah.
That's our roommate this week. We're excited to have him here.
He is I think definition of a Renaissance man. He's a designer, a writer. He directs stuff. He knows stuff. He builds stuff. Mm. He's pretty cool. And he asked, we asked him how he wanted to be credited, and he said, comedian and human cartoon. So I think that sort
there
of
we go.
Sums it up.
So please help us in welcoming this week's roommate,
Oliver Berger.
I was choking on some almonds right before, and I was like, dying.
I heard I was joking on some almonds.
All right, forget
I was about to say, it's like sitting there with a joke book being like, almonds.
Hey, forget almonds. It.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
Because of almonds.
Because of almonds.
That's kind of...
Okay.
But my eyes are like running, so if it looks like I'm crying, it's that. It's not anything else.
I assumed it was my sad story that brought you.
Yeah. I think you choked on those almonds to hide something from us, no. Kyle. I think
what are you hiding?
I'm not hiding anything.
It's okay to share your emotions, Kyle.
No, it was just that they were chocolate covered almonds and some of the powder got in my throat.
So
and
you're a bit of cry. A nutcase.
More or less speaking.
Oliver, can we talk about this?
Yes.
You just went to Club 33.
I did.
Are you allowed to talk about this, or are you too secret now?
I'm allowed to talk about going there, yes.
Okay. First of all, for the eagle-eared listener who doesn't know what the heck that is, could you describe what Club 33 is?
Well, Club 33 is an exclusive club at the Disneyland Resort.
Ooh.
Okay.
They have a members list, and if you know a member or are a member, you get to go.
What the heck?
What
and it
the
is the
heck?
Only place, aside from now Batu and the Star Wars land, uh-huh. that you can get booze in the park.
Yeah, one of two
amazing.
Places.
Amazing. I have heard about this. I do know.
Oh yeah, isn't it's like to become a member has like a 10-year plus wait list or something.
Yeah, it's
there's
an
only
absolutely
like
the same
500 members. Like it's like they cap it. Yeah, it's a whole thing.
It's
crazy.
It's awesome. And, so, wow. And here's the thing, you get to look down on people and yeah. it's like, oh my god, I'm up here and I'm in the AC and you're also warm and loud.
Oh.
Wait, so it's called Club 33.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you a member or you know someone?
I am not a member. We went
are
to
you
go
at liberty
celebrate.
To say who is?
I am not a
definitely,
at liberty to say.
Definitely don't.
Only because I don't want to burn this for me.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So it's like I'm kind of gonna okay. have to Billy Zane this.
Okay.
I'm so, like grab a kid and like yes, leave and be sure. like she's all I have left in the world.
I'm sorry, it's my kid.
So
yeah.
this is
I got. I wish
it's
I
cold
could.
In that water. You want her to have no dad?
That's the takeaway from that movie.
Hey, but, yeah, of course. Do you think they forged a lasting relationship, Billy Zane and that kid that
I
you kidnapped?
I want that spinoff.
Let's work towards that.
It's,
let's
it's called
aspire
Hollywood.
That.
It's ice cold. It stars Billy Zane and the kid who's grown up.
Ooh.
And it is a story of cowardice,
mm-hmm.
confession,
mm-hmm.
and creativity.
And it's a murder mystery.
So Club 33 is it like any Disney or is it just Disneyland? It's
so. So there is a location now at all the different parks around okay. the world, but the original one is there.
Club One.
Club One of 33. No. Mm-hmm. So this was it was like Walt's place where he brought people to entertain them when they were like corporate sponsors.
I see.
And then that eventually turned into like this club, and it's like, it's basically like a country club inside of Disneyland. Mm-hmm.
And why is it called 33?
I wish I knew.
Okay.
Because that's how old I am.
Yes, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it reminds me of like, don't they say like Club 27, like the people who died at 27, like celebrities
oh,
and stuff?
No,
like
Kobe. I don't like how this morbid
that's where
you've
my
gone.
Brain goes.
See, here's my thing. I keep applying to that, but I don't get any membership stuff from them. So I'm like, I think I might be past it.
Oh, no. You can't be in the 27.
I can't be in the 27 club. I've applied so many times.
Oh, okay.
It's a very dark way to say what that could mean.
Yeah, it does. It really does.
Which brings
you
us
okay,
back
buddy?
To almonds. Almonds. the murdering nut.
Yeah.
They're dangerous, especially when covered in cocoa.
Huh.
True.
Huh. Yeah. Sometimes I just to be inside that brain and try and think how words are pronounced would be just like a lovely, delightful.
What?
That's the Disneyland I want to visit.
That's, yes, exactly.
This brain is a lovely place and get out of it, you never shall fear.
Wait, hey, we're also going to Disneyland tomorrow.
Ooh.
Are
yeah,
there
we
any,
are.
Club 33 aside, are there any like hacks you've got like that you'd be willing to share with the general
public?
Some
Disney hacks?
Some Disney hacks?
Happy to talk about Disneyland
great.
At any point in time.
Well,
how about this
now?
This
yeah.
point?
Right
at,
now.
Specifically now? Okay, I feel like I yeah. could have warmed up to the idea. So
okay,
as
okay.
far as hacks go, I would say
Maggie.
At noon. Oh, blink twice if you're okay. I was going to say that was the almond. I would say at noon, you
okay.
are able to book your spots for World of Color. And that is a time that you
okay.
should stay and pay attention to, because World of Color at whenever it's scheduled at California Adventure is the best nighttime show.
Okay.
It's like, what that even is.
Oh my God, it's amazing. So they use, think of like the Bellagio.
Yeah.
The fountains in front of it.
I don't know what that is.
You've
that,
been there.
All right, so think of like a sprinkler.
I made you look at it.
Okay. Like it's like
it's
a big sprinkler.
It's a little bit like a sprinkler, but
what
it's
is the Bellagio?
Oh,
that's the Vegas.
The Vegas
yes.
Hotel.
Yes.
Brought
okay.
to you by the Bellagio.
Yes. Brought to you by the, look in the camera. Thank
yes.
you, Bellagio.
Thank you, Bellagio.
Can we have our money now?
You've chosen to stay in Vegas. Why not here?
Bellagio.
The wettest front lawn a hotel could have.
Bellagio. Because Hyatt was taken.
Yep, huh. That's what it is. That's
Bellagio.
That's the...
Squirt, squirt, motherfucker.
Bellagio, the almond of the strip.
I like that.
Yeah.
The almond of the strip does feel like a clit. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah, that's just there. Where I was like, oh. Anyways,
in my
anyways,
mind, though,
speaking of Disneyland,
it's all of that, and that's the slogan underneath it. The whole explanation. It's like,
sorry,
someone should have cut off that copywriter.
Yeah,
They were fired immediately, but it was dictated.
They had a
so
good
that
run.
It went onto the blimp. It's being dragged behind this plane. It says it. Everywhere.
I would also say if you're going to go,
we are.
I would say try to hit Indiana Jones early in the day.
Okay.
The longer it's running, the more likely it is to break.
This is a good hack.
Yes, okay. And then I'm going to biasly plug Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway.
I haven't been on.
I don't know.
No spoilers. I'll go.
It is my ride. I got to work on that ride,
yes.
Which was a real fun experience.
Oh, yeah. I used to work at Disney. Yeah.
And then this was it's one of my favorite things, but it's specifically in a place where I thought I was from as a kid, which is Toontown. Like,
okay, go to Toontown,
yeah,
where Oliver was born and raised, little baby Oliver. Now, what did you do for the ride?
So we worked on the components that are on the outside of it, the printing for the actual parts of the ride that glow. So the whole thing that makes you feel like you're in a cartoon, that was a company that I worked with.
That's incredible.
We worked with Imagineering for
amazing.
That.
Amazing. Amazing. Okay, so we got to go to that. That's
yes.
number one on the list.
Yes.
And then bring like a battering ram to get into Club 33. No
yes.
problem. Just boom, boom.
I would say you're going to need more than a battering ram.
A couple battering rams.
Exactly two battering rams.
That's
what a lot of people don't realize about Siege Warfare. It's
yeah.
just one more. It's like, oh, no, we can't get through the front gate. All right, bring another
okay.
thing.
Go.
We should be fine.
Two seems good.
Let's get to a question.
Yes, okay. Please.
Down in I put front? This one, we've had this question in our doc for a long time, but mm-hmm. I brought this one front okay. and center for you because I think you're going to have a take.
Mm-hmm.
Do Muppets wear socks? Mm-hmm. Why/why not? My toddler son keeps asking me, and he's not satisfied with an I don't know, or when I say I don't think so, he asks why.
Do Muppets have socks?
Do Muppets wear socks?
Do Muppets
yeah, not
wear
not
socks?
They have wear.
Socks. I feel like this question is implying, like, not that, like, we're all adults. We know that Muppets, like, some Muppets aren't anything from, like, the chest.
Whoa. Out.
I'm sorry, what?
But like,
wait, you're telling me that they're half something?
Let's say that for argument's sake, they're not.
Oh
they
my
are,
God, they're only bottom halves.
No, their tops are their bottoms.
Oh
just
no.
Like people.
Okay.
Back on board.
And so let's assume that they are their own entity, just like Hollywood would have us believe.
Mm-hmm.
Are they wearing socks? Because they're made of sock.
So I would. So first of all, they're glorified sock puppets.
True.
So that's one thing.
What does that mean?
That is the term for them. They're a glorified sock puppet. That's what Kermit
Oliver
is.
Oliver would know. He has worked in puppets and has a puppet Emmy.
It's okay. true.
There
it's,
you
it's,
go.
It's actually, it sits on my wall. It's,
that's awesome.
It's something fun for me.
And it's made of a series of socks.
It's mostly sock based.
Okay.
You'd think it'd be for soccer, but no.
No.
So I would say, as far as that goes, I think I can confirm that some of them wear socks. I know Scooter,
whoa,
who wears shoes, does. Why would you hit me in the nose,
Maggie,
like that?
Because
it was on the
aggressive
nose.
Like that. Jeez.
Okay, so some wear socks.
Some wear socks. I would say Kermit specifically doesn't.
No, he doesn't wear. He's
even
he's
if he's wearing dress shoes, I would say he's one of those guys, like a comfortable Californian.
Yeah. Like way too comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Like, like a wet felt frog's foot just
do
in
frogs
a,
sweat
in a,
oh. yeah do frogs sweat
do frogs frog sweat.
Sweat
these are the hard-hitting journalistic questions
please push for if you think that
the
frogs...
Bellagio can bring you
yes
Bellagio the wet sock hotel
Bellagio not just for frogs
Bellagio por que no los dos
again that same
that's
copywriter
yeah.
submitted the
yes.
same thing
yes.
and I don't know why they didn't stop
yeah
them.
When is it appropriate to ask someone you've been dating to come along camping with you? I usually have a camping trip planned once a month and leave them as an open invitation for anyone I know or their friends to join. It's just something I enjoy doing.
Okay.
If I'm dating someone who also enjoys camping, what would be a normal point to extend the invite to them?
So you like someone.
Yeah. What's the
and
issue?
You're going to invite them camping
to the middle of the woods and pretend to be in the middle of the woods alone.
I'm seeing it now.
So here's my thing. I don't understand camping.
Okay. Expand on that.
Okay. I'm an indoor dog. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not an indoor cat because highly allergic, but mm-hmm. it's, but like, for me, the idea of like, we've passed that. We've settled the West. We now have buildings where mm-hmm. we have our stuff. And the idea of going out to the middle of nowhere where I don't have stuff, mm-hmm. where in fact, defense wise, not a lot of things. Battering rams can come at you from any angle.
That's true. And what's a tent going to do against a battering ram?
Exactly.
You tell me.
And then on top of that, relationship stuff? I don't know. The idea if someone came up to me and said, hey, do you want to go camping?
Yeah.
I'd probably say, what are we running from?
And that's all the campers beating
then
you up.
That's exactly what could happen.
Now, Kyle, I know you have. I'm pimping you into this because I know you have a similar.
Why are you looking at me?
Because I've taken you camping before with my family.
We've been camping, yeah.
And you have some thoughts. And I think the main thought that you have, if you want to tell it, or you could just let me.
You tell.
It's
going
to be me.
No, I feel. Yeah, I was going to say.
I don't know what you're building towards, but what do you want me to say?
Kyle,
you want me to just say?
Kyle doesn't like.
I don't like being told what to do, first of all. I don't like that you're setting me up.
All right, Kyle, then
to say something.
How about this? Don't say.
Yeah, if you want me to say it, then you need to like act like a. I need to think it was my idea.
All right. So if we were to just spitball's idea. I can't say the phrase.
If we were just going to spitball someone's
spitball's
eyes. Spitball's eyes.
Uh-huh. Spitball eyes. Brought to you by the Bellagio.
Oh, yes.
In your face.
So you don't like being told what to do?
That's not true.
Okay.
Oh, no. Now we've done it. We've put up his barriers. He's triggered.
Here, I have one idea.
Okay.
Do you not like to do it?
Yeah.
There it is. We're in. We got all of our sidebar.
Yeah. I'm too confused.
I think we're officially like manipulating Kyle in a way that's going
to
be very fun.
I don't want him to figure it out, though.
He's in his like little fortress going.
All right,
going,
so like, I just don't like...
Hey, Kyle.
What? Hey.
Yeah.
You didn't hear any of that.
No, I didn't hear any of that.
Of course.
I can't hear anything below... Thanks to living with Maggie for several years, I can't hear anything lower than a scream anymore.
Dear God.
Yes.
Is that
he heard that.
That's the first like thing you did with camping? You were just like screaming in the middle of the woods?
You know,
there was like a lot of like axe murderers out there, probably.
Yeah, but also just in our regular life, Maggie's pretty loud. So.
One time, so when Kyle got his new Apple Watch, there's the like feature that says when you're in an environment that's too loud.
Yeah.
Mm. And one time I was just talking to my husband and he held up his watch and it was like too loud. Like medically, this is too loud.
That's like giving the comedian the light.
I was like, just that's my time.
Heads up, flashing
loud. All right, it's my time. We're divorced. I got to go. I got to find a loud
Look,
man
with
or a
camping,
deaf person.
I you know, I think I'd like camping by myself. You know what someone told me?
I'd like camping by myself.
Yes, this is what I was getting at.
I would like backpacking, I think. And I don't think I like camping because it's just, I don't like all the stuff.
He doesn't
too much
like sharing
stuff.
The stuff.
So you don't want to share the stuff, but your idea of the idea of camping is to go from built structure to built structure without the tent.
Well, maybe, backpacking is typically like where you carry your like a small
tent
on your back and like, it's just like a very small amount of stuff.
Kyle likes to know like what he likes to be like, this is what I'm eating, this is my bowl, this is my tent, like this is my stuff.
When we went camping with her family, you know, I felt like it was more stuff than I wanted, and I felt stressed about it because I felt like I had to help with putting up the big tent
and he's
putting
very
up the sink.
Wait,
and
hold on,
washing.
So I'm gonna take it back one. Uh-huh. So putting up the big tent, does your family run a big circus in the middle of the woods?
I'm not gonna confirm or deny what it is my
I'm
family
gonna say
does.
That's confirmation.
Yeah. Oh, that's my dad.
Oh no, that's my dad calling. Yes. Oh god,
that's the ringtone.
So here's the thing. In my mind, it's like setting up the big tent. So your thing is like you don't want to have to like forage or have any like you don't want to be reliant on the pack.
Yes, I don't want to be reliant on others. Is probably one of my issues. Yeah,
that's fair. That's fair. Yeah. I'm the same exact way.
Okay,
I have like the least.
You want to go camping together?
Independently, separately.
Independently, separately.
Absolutely.
Let's go.
I am so down to not be near anyone else with you.
Yes, this sounds like
yourself
a great...
included.
Yes, time. Exactly.
Oh my god!
You know that episode? Switching gears. You know that episode?
Oh, thanks for saying that because I was like trying to. I was picturing.
And
like,
we're in second gear, going
we're
into
in
third.
Oh, this is
you know that episode of Seinfeld where he has. A dream. He wakes up in the middle of the night from a dream and thinks he wrote a hilarious joke.
Yes.
Yes, I do.
So I have a version of that just happened to me a couple days ago.
Oh, no.
And I woke up thinking this is the funniest thing in the world.
Oh,
and
I'm already shaking my head.
So here's
to
the joke.
Ground.
Yes. Here's the joke. Here's
please,
the joke.
Please,
here's the joke.
Start from the beginning and get to the end.
Here's the joke. Joke.
Here's the joke. That's, I'm transitioning to fourth gear. Okay.
There
okay,
it is.
We're on
shifting.
The highway.
Okay, yeah, we're getting onto the highway. Okay, so here's the joke. You know, Twisters is coming out. Okay. Twister is coming out with a sequel, right? Mm-hmm.
Twisters.
And they're adding an S to it, right? Yeah. So it's Twisters.
What is this going to be?
Well, they're doing that with another sequel. They're adding an S to it. It's a sequel starring The Rock, where he works at a berry farm. And it's called Night at the Rock's Berries.
I'm so upset.
It's going to be an immediate no.
I'm so
like,
upset.
I don't want to talk on behalf of the studio.
I just can't.
But I want you to know that is, like, I thought you were going to go, like, Rock's Berry Farm.
I thought you were doing that too. Like, I thought you were going to be like, and that's why they're making Back to the Futures, which
no,
would be funny.
No, because they added an S. So it's Night at the Rock's Berry, but they just added an S.
All right, so here
we go. So it's Night at the Rock's Berry.
I love it. I also heard about a very similar sequel.
Yeah, let's hear it.
They are just adding an S to the end of it. And it's the idea. It's just so important that they get it right. And it's just called Gremlins. Mm-hmm. And it's just two S's at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Smart.
So, Gremlinses.
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 Or put in the middle.
It's Gremlins.
Gremlins.
I can't tell you how funny I thought this idea was. Like, I woke up at like 8 a.m. or something and I like typed it into my phone. I was like, this is so funny.
That's so
upsetting. Like, some people in history have like woken up and been like, I know how to like cure something.
Yeah.
Or, like, I'm going to wake up and invent something.
Yeah,
and you went
the polio vaccine.
You went Roxbury Farm.
I went Roxbury.
Night at the Roxbury's.
Roxbury. Night at the Roxbury's.
S at the end. I don't know if you guys get it.
I mean, okay, let's picture The Rock and it's his berries. That's something.
And he's with Chris Kattan and Will Ferrell.
So it's the three of them. They're doing the neck thing.
Yeah, they're doing the head.
And they're going yum yum berries.
100% that Todrick Hall original.
Let's get to some trivia.
Okay, now you nerds, we've been talking about Disneyland already.
Okay,
so this is a perfect segue into, which it's not a segue if you say it's a segue, and it's based on something that was talked about earlier.
I thought it was a two-wheeled transportation device.
This is a two-wheeled transportation device that we're standing on. Heavily featured in the 2000s comedy show Arrested Development.
You know what it's also in?
Yeah,
Paul Blart, Mall Cop.
Oh, yeah, Paul Blart, Mall Cop.
Best part of that entire series. Once you've seen one, you've seen them all.
Okay. That's okay.
Brought to you by the Bellagio. Bellagio official hotel.
Hey, Paul Blart's Mall Cop. Is pretty good because it's his. It's like, who's that guy? It's his Mall Cop.
Huh.
Okay.
Trivia.
Which of the following is not true? There is a basketball court inside of the Matterhorn. Some of the skeletons in Pirates were, and maybe still are, real human skeletons.
What?
Space Mountain's floor is slightly magnetized to capture guests' lost items. Or there is a bullet hole in Haunted Mansion they covered up with a spider. We'll find out after the break.
What?
Okay. We will be right back.
This episode is brought to you by jumpsuits. Pee with your boobs out, girl. With jumpsuits.
Splack! Splack! Hey guys, sorry, don't mind me. I'm just throwing spitballs at the wall because I'm so bored. I wish there was something fun I could do, like... Whoa! Yes! Oh, man, I had a great time.
We're back.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
You finding your stay good so far?
I am loving it. Yeah. The little toiletries that that were there when I first walked in.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like, it's an interesting choice.
Paul Mitchell.
Mm-hmm. Or the French pronunciation. Paul Mitchell.
Yeah. Paul Mitchell. Paul Mitchell.
Also, I thought the full-size sewing kit instead of the mini sewing kit was definitely a choice.
Well, Like, we want you to be able to actually, like, forge your own clothing.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, obviously, we're going to have, like, a sewing station.
Yeah. Right, of course.
Yeah. We're not
unlike
animals.
We would if we were camping.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, this is one technology.
One of the many downsides of camping.
Yeah, I get
answer
you.
The question.
All right, so.
Now, go ahead, Oliver. Do you want me to read them again?
Please,
or do you want...
once more.
Okay, starting at the top. There's a basketball court inside the Matterhorn.
So this is okay, go ahead.
This is the real things, except for one, are a thing at Disneyland.
Go on.
Some of the skeletons in Pirates of the Caribbean were, and maybe are, real.
Mm-hmm.
Space Mountain's floor is slightly magnetized to capture guests' lost items. There is a bullet hole in Haunted Mansion they covered up with a spider.
So I'm going to say that it is C is the one that is not true.
Okay.
And I'm going to say basketball court, Matterhorn.
Okay.
Basketball Court Matterhorn is true. It is actually, but here's the thing. It's a misconception. It's technically not a full court.
It's a half court.
It's a half court. And
there's a half court inside of the Matterhorn.
Okay.
So that's wrong. Kyle gets...
Ooh.
What is Oliver correct? C was Space Mountain's floor is slightly magnetized.
Yes.
He is correct. That is made up. I made it up.
It's not magnetized. I thought that might have been a thing.
There's real, possibly still, I mean, I kind of doubt there's one real skull in there,
so,
but Oliver.
Fun story.
Did you touch the skull?
I did not touch
the
skull.
Did you kiss
but
the
I
skull?
Know the people that did. So there is, in fact, a real skull.
That's a real
on the
skull?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
No, it's like embedded in the wall. Or
it
something.
Was a there was a cadaver at one point that they had the skeleton from. Most of it's been replaced, but the only thing that's been left is the skull itself.
They bought a human body from UCLA to put into the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yes, they met at a back alley somewhere.
Yes,
like a guy.
And he's like, "Here's your bones."
Yep,
Walt.
And he was like, "I want somebody," and then casting produced that.
Okay, so apparently there's a real one. I'm believing Oliver. There is a bullet hole. Apparently somebody shot a .22 caliber bullet at the part in Haunted Mansion where there's two paintings shooting at each other. During the ride, it caused a hole to happen, and they covered it up with like a spider web with a big black spider in the center.
Yeah.
It's very hard to see unless you know what you're looking
for.
The
necessity of invention.
Yes, exactly.
That sneeze brought to you by the Bellagio.
Oh,
the Bellagio, home of the sneeze.
The
I
Bellagio.
Held it in, but I could hang on. Do you have the grape soda pin on your bag?
I 100%
Kyle
do.
Has the same. I got that same
pin. Oh, yeah.
Kyle.
I have that pin. Yeah.
Yeah. It's from
Kyle,
up.
We should really not go camping.
Yeah.
Sometime.
We should really not go camping together. Yeah.
Yeah, I was just thinking that.
That'd be nice.
I can't wait to not.
Yeah. I can't wait either.
I hope you two don't have ludophobia, because
geez.
We're going to play Fear of Games, the game of fear!
Oh, no. I'm terrified of most games.
Now, Oliver, if you
this
don't know what this
scary.
Segment is, I'm going to list some real phobias to you guys, and I'm going to need you to try to go back and forth and define what it is. Whoever gets closest, in my point of view, gets a point, and whoever gets the most points...
Has to go camping.
Has to go camping.
All right.
Number one... Cosmobelophobia. Kyle, what do you think cosmobelophobia is?
A fear of makeups.
Okay. Oliver?
I would say it's a fear of New York spinsters drinks.
I think
I'm
both are
going
plausible.
With, let's see, what did you say?
Makeup.
Makeup? I'm going with Kyle on this one because this one, and I'm going to say this one is going to set the tone for the rest of this ludophobia today.
Oh, no.
Cosmobelophobia is the fear of Star Wars.
What?
What?
As in cosmos and bellum, as in war. Cosmobelophobia.
Wait,
is the
fear
so
of Star Wars?
So it's not the fear of space.
It's
the
fear
of the IP
Star Wars. Mm-hmm. But what, pray tell?
Does that include all of Star Wars or like,
this
like
is
specific
some Alderaan
trilogies?
Shit.
What,
this is...
pray tell, is Yorukaphobia?
Fear of Admiral Akbar?
I would say it's the fear of a discovery of an invention and then pronouncing it wrong.
Thank you for that. I'm going to give it to Oliver. It's actually the fear of spaceships.
See?
Okay.
Same exact thing.
Okay. Here we go. This one is going to be fun for me. Tachoracrotophobia. And that, again, perfectly pronounced, is... Tacoa crop photophobia.
Can I please get that in a sentence?
Yeah,
yes.
I'd like that in a sentence.
Ah, I have tacoa photophobia.
All right, wonderful.
I think it's the fear of black holes.
Okay.
I would say it's the fear of the tackiest Spider-Man.
I'm going with Kyle on this one because I'm actually going to say pretty close to right. It's actually the fear of anything surpassing light speed. And a black hole definitely just be sucking that light speed right up. Just whoop.
You're welcome.
The game in my brain is going, I know where we're heading.
Yep.
But here's the thing. I don't want to go camping, so I really need a win here.
Okay. Let's see if we can get this one. Automatonphobia.
Fear of Optimus Prime.
Okay.
I would say that is a fear of a sentient robot.
Fear of Optimus Prime mid-transformation.
Okay.
They are going through something.
They're going
yes.
through something.
Yes.
And that is a transformation. I'm going with Oliver. It is just fear of robots, people.
Really?
And I'm going to say droids.
So fun fact, my father has that.
Really? What?
So growing up, I always wondered why, like, I loved Star Wars growing
up. Yeah.
And growing up, I was allowed to watch pretty much anything I wanted except for Star Wars and Futurama when I was at my dad's house. Oh. And for years, I could not figure out why.
Bender is so scary.
We go to Disneyland, to the Innovations area, where they have Honda Presents Awesomo, which is a robot.
No, no.
And I want to be clear. We walked in. My dad and I are sitting there. Had a great time bonding so far. We sit down. The robot steps out and more on like a shuffle that it shuffles back and forth. And the second it left backstage, my dad yelled at the top of his lungs, immediately done. And we left.
He yelled the words
immediately
done. He said immediately done.
Immediately done. And this was the day I discovered my dad does not like robots.
Did you ever talk to him about that?
I have. It's come up since. And what was fun about it was my dad also has OCD.
Yeah.
So there, and that's not the fun part. But the fun part for me was, is putting into his files or his filing system, just like the file called robots, or like one of my favorite things that I used to do is I'd buy cereal that on the back of it had an advertisement for a Star Wars or something that.
Yeah.
And I would sneak it up onto the shelf at the same angle, but slightly
and
off.
He's like, ah, R2, no.
And he would turn around and be like, no.
So here's, is any robot, like, is R2 scary or is 3PO scary?
Every
single robot. What about like a toaster?
So here's the thing. I brought up the brave little toaster. He's fine if magic brings it to life. So I asked, is Johnny Five alive? And he said, I don't know what you're talking about. Stop it with the nonsense. About.
What's Johnny Five?
That was the big thing. It was a funny thing of like he just does not care for robots.
Wow. Okay, well, that's 10 points to you, Oliver, for that one. So far you did really well.
Dang it.
Here comes another one that's gonna rock for me to say. Floa fibacacanesis fliara hia hia sisa canophobia.
I'm sorry, I'm gonna need that in a sentence.
Here it comes. Oh no, that thing is coming at me. I'm scared because I have floa fibacacanesis fliara hia canophobia.
Can I get the origin on that?
Yes, please. Country of origin?
Greek.
Greek.
The country of Greek.
The country of Greek.
Now, these are all, in some sense, things that I would say somebody in the world of Star Wars would be able to have this phobia.
100%. I got to say, I think it is, and I could be wrong here, it's either fear of quilting upside down while on a roller coaster, or it is the Jawa fear of a Jedi.
Okay, I love that.
And I'm going to say it's the fear of one's arm getting cut off.
Okay. This is just the fear of telekinesis, which I'm going to say is the fear of the Force. And so I'm going to say a Jawa would be pretty scared of a Jedi.
Yes!
Because they got all that telekinesis. Oliver, you get another point.
Oh my goodness.
Enjoy camping. Which one
was it?
Didymophobia.
Fear of dot, dot, dot.
Okay.
I would say it is the fear of someone doing something right before you in a cocky way.
Aw, he said the cool joke first.
Mm.
No, it's fear of twins. Something that Luke and Leia probably both have, am I right?
Yeah.
Kissy,
yeah.
Kissy, scarred. Kissy, kissy. Sorry. Ecrixophobia.
So aside from being a Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Throne. Yes. A new gambling
That's
game
pretty good.
At the Bellagio.
Bellagio. There's no secrets here, except the chamber.
There would be a wizard named Bellagio. Like, I'm Bellagio Crinkle.
He's the accountant. He's the he does CPA.
I'm a CPA at the Ministry of Magic.
Yes, he's the one in the back. He's just like, I don't know your case. Just this is brought to you by TurboTax. The official
sponsor of the Bellagio.
They sponsor the Bellagio, which sponsors this.
Yeah, we're sponsors.
So one more time, the name.
Oh, we're still playing a game I'm doing. Ecrixophobia.
Ecrixophobia.
It's ecrixophobia.
Oh, I apologize.
I'll spell it if you guys want.
Please.
E-K-R-I-X-I phobia.
And can I get it backwards?
Phobia. I-X-I-R-K-E.
Fear of exiting hyperspace too fast.
Okay.
I would say that is fear of the salacious crumb.
It is not a salacious B. crumb fear. It is a fear of explosions. I'm going to give that one to Kyle. But Oliver, I think you have 500 points and Kyle has
two, based off of your great
story. Yeah, you got bonus.
You're
going
to have to set up all three rings of that circus.
Sorry, Kyle. My parents are waiting for you. The contortionist is late, but if they're not there, you have to fill in.
That is going to suck.
Ugh. And that's camping.
That's camping.
Good job. You did it. You're done. We did it. Thank you for playing Ludophobia.
Wow.
The game of fear.
That was so scary, Maggie. So scary,
are you guys okay?
Maggie. I'm a little nervous.
Okay. I am super happy that I don't have to go camping.
Man, if you were in the Star Wars universe, like, what's the scariest thing that would happen? For you, like, what that you'd be like, oh,
you know, I feel like people do get their arms cut off a lot,
like, yeah. Just like out and about,
arms, well, just hands. Being disarmed in general.
Oh,
just
being generally it's very disarming.
There it is.
Place. Mm-hmm.
But that being said, they do have great technology that can replace it.
Robots.
You know?
I would say it would be sand, just fear of sand.
Oh, you mean you might have. Eremophobia, which is fear of the desert.
I like how you automatically go to the Harry Potter pronunciation.
Eremophobia. I mean, you know, if only I could be even a fraction of as badass as the actual Maggie Smith, of which I am not.
I was going to say, I saw you in the credits.
Yeah, I'm in the credits. I mean, she's I don't get a single cent for that.
What does Anakin say? I hate sand.
I hate sand. It's coarse. It gets everywhere. And why my mom's dead.
Wait. Wow. Why is your imitation of him
Catherine
Irish?
O'Hara?
Oh, yes. That's what I meant by Irish.
I hate sand. It's coarse and it gets everywhere.
I am your father, David.
I'm your father, David.
Let's see Catherine O'Hara do the episode 3 from my point of view, the Jedi are evil.
From my point of view, David, the Jedi are evil.
I have one more request as well. Can I get a help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi?
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi, you're my only hope.
Can I get a hate you?
I hate you, David. Kenobi.
One more. This deal is getting worse by the second.
This deal is getting worse and worse all the time, David.
Oh. This is great.
Alexis, play David.
I also just love it as C-3PO just, oh my.
Oh my. I have a bad feeling about this. I have didymophobia.
George is just sitting off to the side being like, you know, this one was on me.
This was my fault.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, I got to get my supplies ready to go camping. Oliver, thank you so much for staying with us
here
in the room.
Thank you. Again, I want to thank you for the early checkout time.
Yes.
Sure. Oh, no problem.
You're welcome.
So fun.
Yeah, it was pretty quick. Like, you were only here for like a couple hours. Yeah.
Speaking of only a few hours, real quick before we go.
Uh-huh.
A few hours brought to you by the Bellagio.
Yeah. It's not just for cool people now. It's for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Enjoy camping. Thank you for
having
me.
Yeah.
Bye, Kyle.
Anything you'd like to get out there before we let you loose?
Absolutely.
On your early check?
I would say Mission Improbable.
Check it out.
At the West Side Comedy Theater. Mm. I'm one of their agents. I'm Agent Broadway. Come join us. We are down there every Saturday. For this month, it's 9:30. Next month, it goes back to 10 o'clock.
Ooh, an evening show.
Flexible.
Yes.
Flexible.
Flexible timing.
Now, Mission Improbable is a great organization. You've been with them for a long time.
Yeah. I recently rejoined them.
Oh, nice.
It's super fun to play again.
That's great. Mm-hmm. Heck yeah. Well, thank you so much, Oliver. You are incredible, and we're going to miss you.
I'm going to miss you, too.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Roommate. Well, I don't know if it's another one for you. That might have been your first one. And if it was, thank you so much.
Your very first episode.
Tell you what, it wasn't my first rodeo.
It was, and boy are my arms tired.
Boy are my arms.
But hey, we have some March Madness to finish up here,
Uh-oh.
Maggie.
Oh, we're doing it here. Right
we're
here
doing
now.
It right here, we're doing it right now.
Okay, let me do the music. Vroom, do-do-dum, do-dum, 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 vroom, do-do-dum, do-dum, do-do. No need to be pushing buttons. I did it pretty well.
Okay, fine. Then I guess I won't do the music.
It seems like you were going to do it.
March Madness! Okay, so we're in the March Madness portion of the outro.
And this is it, folks. This is the final Madness where Kyle and I find a roommate.
Okay, so we have to
Who would be the best
decide.
Roommate?
Where the final matchup is Selena Gomez versus
Richard Warren Sears.
Now, most of you, all of you know Richard Warren Sears.
Oh, my God.
Invented Sears. It's in his name.
I just don't think... I think we know where I land on this, right? Like, I don't have to say much. I don't want an old 1800s man in my home
with
that
honest.
Mustache.
I'm going to be honest.
I can't.
There's no world where I can't not pick Richard Warren
And there's
Sears.
No world where I can. Does that mean that the... If in an impasse, I think the rule was... it automatically goes to
Richard Warren Sears.
No, that's not the
You're
same as
Legolas?
A tie.
Okay,
a tie
at
is
an
when
impasse. You're saying at an impasse.
Wait, that is what that is the rule. Wait, that is
if it's
the
a
rule.
Tie,
that is a tie.
It goes to
that
Richard
is a tie.
Warren
what
Sears.
Am I saying? I understand. Fuck. Fuck.
So if we vote for a different person, I think it would have to go to Richard Warren Sears is what we're at right now.
The choice is laid before me.
Yes, the choice.
I know how this ends. You listener, know how this ends. My choice is to stand by my guns and vote for the man. Wait, the woman. I was literally just picturing Legolas. Vote for Selena Gomez, who I know would be the better
she'd
roommate.
Let me say, I think she'd be a great roommate.
Shut up, Kyle. Your opinion is garbage right now.
Okay.
I love you.
Okay.
I could either stick with my laurels and go with Selena Gomez, mm-hmm. knowing I'm going to die mm-hmm. on this sinking ship.
Mm-hmm.
Or I could throw all that away and be on the winning team.
Yeah.
And pick Richard.
Yes.
Richard Warren Sears.
So you could be on the winning team, or you could choose Selena, in which case you think it'd probably be a tie because you think I'd pick Richard Warren
you
Sears.
You told me, and the listener,
I did sort of hint
that
at it.
There's no world where you don't vote for Richard.
It was a heavy hint. I feel like it's time for us each to cast our vote.
I will cast my vote.
I feel like, much like the traitors, we should write it on a chalkboard, but we don't have a chalkboard.
I'll write mine. Here it comes.
Okay. So you want me to write
mine? Here, I'll write it.
Okay, I'm writing mine too. Here we go.
It's written.
Okay. I wrote mine.
Okay.
All right. And you hold up yours. No, I'll hold up mine first.
Okay.
I think that's the better suspense.
Wow. Okay.
Kate, I voted for you.
Wow. Yours just says Kate
traitors. Yeah, that's the traitors. Sorry. Hang on. Okay. Here we go. I'm holding it up and it is Richard Warren Sears. That's who I voted for.
I'm holding up mine.
Okay.
And it says Kate from season one of The Traitors.
It seems that's like
we both voted for
that's
Kate.
That's a tie.
Kate is the best. No, I voted for Selena Gomez. I'm locking in. I want her to help me solve murders.
Okay. Well, that's a great vote.
Hey, Kyle, what does she do for a living? Podcast.
Well, that's a great vote.
Hang
Maggie.
On, wait. But that's her character, not her.
Yeah, that's her character in
it's
the show.
Pretend person.
And none of this matters because it was a tie, which means to the victors goes the spoils, and to the spoils goes Sears.
No.
Thank you for playing this year's March Madness.
I can't wait for next year.
Richard Warren Sears.
I'm doing next year's.
Is the March Mate. I don't know if we could do it again.
No
it was,
way.
It was a surprising amount of work.
I'm doing it.
It was like, and I towards the middle of it, I was like, this is difficult. And I don't know how we're going to wind this down.
This hard. I wish I hadn't done it.
And I was like, can't we just do regular segments again? But no, we couldn't.
No, we couldn't. We locked this in. Maybe we'll do like a mini.
I got to say, I'm satisfied with how it ended up.
I'm not.
Yeah.
I don't want to live with that guy.
I feel like all of us feel good about it.
No,
but,
not all of us.
You know, if there's anything we can really count on, it's that if it does come back next year, much like the man himself, it'll be bigger and better than ever.
No, it's not. It's quietly dying.
So,
pretending
thanks for
it's
playing
not.
March Madness with us.
And thanks for supporting the
thanks
podcast.
Thanks for supporting
folks.
The podcast. We need your help, okay? Send
we
us
need you.
Questions that you have that can
now
be anonymous.
Now more than ever, please.
You can send us voicemails.
Send us a new host.
Send
someone,
us a new host. Anyone? Send us anything you got.
If you
want
to leave us a voicemail, I want to give you guys the number, give you a little reminder. The number for the voicemail is 989-442-7575, which if you're an eagle-eared listener, you will see spells 989-44-ASK-RL.
So true. You know, when you guys were talking about earlier in the episode, you were talking about Billy Zane grabs a kid.
Yeah.
I was like nodding along, and it was one of those many moments where I didn't know what we were talking about exactly. I thought it was Titanic, but I had to Google it later, and I Googled Billy Zane grabs
kid. Oh, no.
And
no.
It came up, Titanic.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, poor Kyle.
Yes.
To not remember that iconic film.
Oh, also.
Cinematic history.
A roommate recap here. I think Club 33, they think, is named after the address where the office resides on or something originally. 33 Royal Street, which is in New Orleans Square.
I love
Disneyland.
It. Okay, cute.
So that was one of the things I Googled. They're not sure, though. It's
little
one of those mystery things. But hey, there's no mystery here. Please. So tell a friend about the show. It really helps us out.
Tell a friend about the show.
And also, hey, if you can support the show on Patreon, it helps us out a lot. We got bonus episodes there and bonus content, and we have different levels to support the show.
Yeah, all of that money goes straight into the show, folks. It goes into us filming it, putting it up on YouTube, yep, goes into all the hard work that, let's be honest, software, Kyle puts into the March Madness.
Oh, yeah. It mostly goes to March
Specifically, it mostly goes to March Madness. Yes. So if you want Sears to lose next year, we're going to need your support on Patreon.
That's not, Maggie's telling a lie. That's not how it works.
That's how,
because there's
work.
A lot of people, as we've already heard this episode, who are on Team Sears.
I don't think, I feel
Let's
like
Let's get out of here, Maggie.
So
I'm Kyle.
I'm Maggie. Go for a walk.
Everything is going to be alright.
What was that? What was that? What was that?
Like, if I knew everything that happens in here,
I mean,
in this meat bag, I would be a rich woman. I don't know.
I mean, that
could have been anything. A bit of undigested beef. There's more of gravy than of grave
about
you.
I've
got a Marley situation happening inside of me.
I heard like
what
an
was
audible
it sound. It was like, a dragon, like hatchling.
Coming from like your stomach, your throat, I don't know.
I think it was my body being like, that was a lot of jelly beans you just ate, huh?
Computer, enhance. I need to replay that sound. Enhance. We have to include this somewhere in the episode.
That's it. Bye-bye.